And he brought two doctors with him. And man, he passed them through the ruts, and me and my wife and my friend, we made him a big dinner, man. We killed a calf, and we had everything you could talk of. Anything they wanted to drink, we had it. So that's how me to know the old doctor. So I went to him. He called him up, made the appointment. He told me when to go. He asked there what hospital I wanted to go into, if it was General Hospital of Lady of Lourdes. I said, I want Lady of Lourdes, because my oldest daughter's husband, I'd go visit him in Lady of Lourdes. And boys, I thought that was a paradise in there. Well,
you had a lot of good people to look after you in there, doctors and?
Yeah. So Dr. told me, he said, I work in, all, he said, there's three hospitals in here. Wow. Charity and General, Lady of Lourdes. He said, I work in all of them. So he put me in there. And that was it. But I had this work done that he does. Now, three different times that I had to go. The fourth time I went in General. Because the third time I went in Lady of Lourdes, Ina, Glenn Vizier's wife that you met.
Your daughter.
My daughter, yeah. She was my chauffeur and my bodyguard. And in other words, all around it. I've never been in a hospital before. Ina was there to stay with me until I went in, from the time I went in until I got out. So the third time I went in there, boy, we rocked on. We had no service whatsoever. I stayed as high as 3 days. They never even come to redress my bed. At the end of the third day, I told Ina, I said, look, and it's a Catholic outfit, you know, and we were Catholics. I seen the old nonna passing, or whatever they may call a sister. I says, you go catch that old lady up and tell her I want my bed changed, now.
The oh, nuns she, do that?
Huh?
The nuns are the...
They know, they make the nurses do. They ain't there to see, you know. They just like if you'd be working a crew of people there and you the boss. That's what they are. So she went in bed and told her, boys, that old nun come in there and you talk about raising sand. She was mad. But she said, we're short-handed. She said, a lot of our nurses quit. Well, that made me feel worse than when she said, because they must have had some reason to want to quit. But they come misintended to me. So the next time I went, I told Dr. I said, take me in General Hospital. Of course, my room was much higher. But I had good care. But come back in 2 weeks every time I'd get out. Come back in 2 weeks. Well, at the end of 2 weeks, he'd go in there and probe in me, you know, and I don't feel very good. Everything's okay. Come back in 3 weeks. And every time I go, it's $40. And well, the last time I went, he says, I'll let you off this time, he said, for 2 months. Well, them 2 months ain't never come. That's been going on 2 years now. I quit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Now, me and him used to argue, God bless it. He took me off of coffee.
Yeah.
But,
what kind of coffee you like?
Well, we buy this 8 o'clock coffee. Not ground. I grind it myself. And then, now here lately, I'm using Sanker coffee, caffeine-free. That's the powdered stuff, you know. Instant coffee, we call that.